Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. Today, our topic is There is a Way Out. There is a way out. We're going to pray and then we're going to go and we're going to get into the Word of God. Our reference scripture today is 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. Let's pray. Father God that sits on the throne, and Jesus, your only begotten Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, we come before you today. Lord, allow this word go forth to those people that need to know that there is a way out. They have found themselves in situations where they feel that they are stuck and there's no way that they can get out. But Lord, help them today as they listen to this broadcast to know that God can bring them out, that there is a way out. There is a way out. And Lord, remember the sick and shut in all over the world. Lord, remember the grieving families. Lord, move by your Spirit, sweep across the whole world, Father God. And Lord, save souls. Save souls, Father God. Open up their eyes that they will see the truth that's in the Word of God. And Lord, allow love and not hate to be disseminated. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic today, again, is There is a Way Out. It's 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. And it says thus, There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Oh, hallelujah. There is a way out. A portion of the scripture says, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. When you escape, you have a way out. Oh, glory to God. Today, many of us have found ourselves in situations, relationships, whether it's personal or business, and we find ourselves in that situation and wondering to ourselves, how will I get out? It could be a business relationship where it was a plan presented to you where you could make a lot of money, that you could be promoted, that there is, it looks like a great plan, a great outcome. But once you got involved, you found out, it's not all that I thought it was going to be. Some of us have been, I'm using the word hooked up, in relationships, and people found stuff out about you, about your personal life, about your decisions that you made in the past that wasn't that good. And they have information that they could, quote, blackmail you. And you wish that you had never met them, or you wish that they didn't know that information about you. And they hold that over you, and you want to know, can I get out? Is there a way out? And I'm here to say there is a way out. Some of you all are in situations because you followed the temptress. Oh, the physical looked so well. The physical felt so well. And you end up in a situation that you wish that you were not in. You're in a situation where you feel that you could never get out. That addiction is so strong. You've been in and out of rehab centers. You used one drug, then you used another drug. Oh, my God. And you say, I want my life to be different. I don't want to get up each morning chasing after that drug. Not having anything, sleeping in abandoned houses. Oh, is there a way out? Some of us are dealing with depression, feeling sad and lonely, hopeless, feeling like what's the use? What is my purpose? Not knowing their purpose. And I'm here to encourage you today. There is a way out. There is a way out. In the scripture that was read today, from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13, the first part of the scripture lets us know that there is no temptation taken you by such is common to man. So that lets you know that your temptation situation is common to man. It's not unusual. It's not unique. People been tempted that way for years. That temptress has been around for years. So it's nothing new. So what you're dealing with is something that is old. It is something that other people have escaped from. And if they did, you can too. Also, the scripture says, but God is faithful. And that's a point that you've got to remember. No matter what situation you're in, whether you feel that you're boxed in and you can't get out, do you feel that you are locked in behind closed doors and you cannot get out? You feel that you are emotionally locked up and you don't know how you're going to get your emotions together, get your feelings together, get your life together. But I must tell you today, I must remind some of you all today, that God is faithful. And because God is faithful, he's faithful to you. He sees what you're going through. He knows what you're feeling. He saw you going down that path. And yes, he put up warning signs for you. But you ignored the warning signs. You went on yielding to what looked good and what felt good and what how much money you could get. And there was warning signs, don't go that way, don't go that way, don't go that way. Stop, person. Don't try that. Don't pick it up. Don't even look at it. Don't listen. But yet, you went on. And you yielded to the temptation. You picked up that drug. Well, no matter what form it was in, you picked it up. And you used it. no matter what the person said, those temptress words, those seducing words, you could have turned and you could have walked away, but yet you listened and you followed, end up in a place that you really don't want to be. But there is a way out. There is help for you. Oh, glory to God. Because first you got to know that God is faithful. And God is faithful to deliver you if you want to be delivered. Hallelujah. The Bible says, will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation. Let's just stop there, are able. What does it mean by are able? You're able to resist that temptation if you want to. That temptation, you could have resisted. You could have told that male or that female, I'm not going with you. I'm not going with you. You want me to go to that place? You want me to pick up that drink? You want me to use that drug? I'm not going to do it. You could have walked away. We all have choices. That relationship. He was so handsome. She was so beautiful. But you could have stayed home that night and you would have never met that person. You were tempted. I'm tempted. But we can resist the temptation if you want to. And if you yield to the temptation, God will still help you out of the situation. God will still provide a way of escape. In that scripture, it says, make a way to escape. What we have to do in our daily lives is when we are in a tempting situation or the situation is tempting, we need to turn our eyes from that situation and look for a way of escape. We can get out. And even if we yielded to the temptation, and I said this earlier, even if we yielded to the situation, right in that situation, we can call out to God in Jesus' name. And we could ask God to deliver us. You can ask God in Jesus' name to show you how you can get out. It seems like you won't be able to get out, and you're trying to, within your own mind, to come up with ways. Well, if I do this, I can probably get away with this, and I can get out of this. Pray and say, Lord, I got myself into this, but I need you to help me to get out. I repent of everything that I've done that's not according to your will for my life. I repent of every relationship that I got involved in that is not part of God's destination for my life. Lord, forgive me for everything that I used, everything that I consumed, everything that I saw, thing that I heard, that turned my eyes and turned my desire away from you. Forgive me. And show me, Lord, show me the way to get out. I want to get out, and I want to do what you want me to do. I'm tired of this lifestyle. I'm tired of this situation. I wasted too many years. Show me the way out. And God will show you. God will show you the way out, and he will give you the strength to escape from that room. That room, that mental room that you're in, where you feel hopeless, because you need to realize that there is hope, that that's not a life sentence. In your mind, it's not a life sentence, that you can be free, free in your thinking, free in your decision. You can be free. There is hope. You are not hopeless. You may feel that I'm homeless. I don't have the money like I used to make. My body is weak and sick, and I used to run marathons, but I can barely walk. But you can walk. You can roll your wheelchair. There is a way for you to get out of that situation. And I'm going to repeat the steps again. One is to pray. And when you pray, number two, ask God to give you for making the choice to get into that situation, to forgive you for not listening to him, not listening and looking at the warning signals that God gave you, whether it was a person, whether it was a feeling, well, maybe I shouldn't go out tonight, or maybe I shouldn't answer that person's call. Or there was always an urging for you not to do that. But just repent. Repent your ways to the Lord. So you pray, and as you pray, you ask God to forgive you. Confront the situation. Don't say, oh, don't blame nobody else. Don't say, oh, I wouldn't have been in this situation if it wasn't for such and such. No. Confess your part. You made the choice. I did it. Lord, I did this. I followed this person. I listened to this person. And then repent, Lord, forgive me. And then the next step is to ask the Lord in your prayer, show me a way out. Show me how I can get out of this situation. Because I need help. I can't do this by myself. Show me how to get out. And if you would listen to the Spirit of the Lord, he will provide a way for you to get out. Even though you've been in it for a while, he'll provide a way for you to get out. Oh, how many times do we make decisions? How many times are we disobedient? It reminds me of a book that's in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah, that's only 4 chapters long. And in the chapter, Jonah had an assignment to go to Nineveh and to tell Nineveh of their sin and that they need to repent and get right with God. But Jonah did not want to give them the message. So he decided to go in the opposite direction from Nineveh. He went on a ship. The wind started blowing and the waves started moving and the ship started tossing back and forth. And the men on the ship said, something's wrong, something's wrong. And they end up throwing Jonah overboard so he could drown. But when they threw Jonah overboard, there was a big fish that swallowed him up. See, he didn't die. A big swallowed him up. And in the midst of that big fish, Jonah cried out. Jonah prayed. You may not be in the belly of a big fish today, but you're in a messed up situation. Be like Jonah. Pray. Call out to God. Hallelujah. And what happened? God heard Jonah's prayer. And God allowed that big fish to vomit Jonah up on dry land. He could have opened his mouth and Jonah could have went out into the water, out where there was no way for him to swim to, and he could have drowned. But God directed the big fish to allow to spit him out on dry land. See, God is able to move you out of your situation. Not so you could die, but so you could live. And you could go forth and fulfill the direction and the calling that God has on your life. There is a way out. There was a way out for Jonah. There's a way out for you. Oh, just cry out to God. Oh, I want my way out. Lord, whichever way you make it, amen. I need to get out of this situation. I messed up. I need your direction. I need you, Lord. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Lord, open up the way. Remove this, turn this situation around. I need a way of escape. I'm in this prison, falsely accused. I'm innocent. I did not commit the crime. Lord, open up the way. Touch somebody's heart that they will investigate my case, that they will look at the DNA, and they will see that I am not guilty. And they will open up the prison doors. God will make a way of escape. You don't have to stay in that abusive relationship. God will open up the way. Cry out to him today. Pray to him and allow him to show you the way, the way. Lord, take charge of the listener. Show them the way. Show them the way. The way of escape, the way to get out of their situation, their sin, their temptation. And I thank you for showing them the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our Blog Talk radio program today. May the peace of God be with you, and may his favor cover you as you go through this day. Remember, tune in to Blog Talk Radio broadcast Sunday from 12 noon to 12:15. That's Eastern Standard Time, and on every Tuesday and Thursday from 12 noon to 12:30 p.m. for a word from the Lord. Sunday is intercessory prayer, and Tuesday and Thursday, Dr. Wenda speaks the word of God. Tune in to hear what the next message will be. God bless you. This is Dr. Wenda. Bye-bye.